Hey geeks, it's Jana and Ashley. Thanks for joining us this episode of the Geek Girls Universe podcast, your place for the latest geek and fandom news.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Geek Girls Universe podcast. This week we are talking about one of our favorite TV series, Schitt's Creek. I mean, it's simply the best, duh. And with the new and final, final season coming out next month. I mean, seriously, I'm sad. We thought it would be a great time to start gushing about it, and we're definitely going to keep gushing about it when the season starts because they're going to get married. I can't wait. But also I can because I don't want it to end, you know?
For real. For real. I'm so excited for it to come back, and I've been waiting forever. That said, as you mentioned, I can't believe it's the last one, so I kind of wanted to wait a little bit longer, but it is what it is.
I'm just going to have to binge it again and again and again and again and again.
You know, though, I feel like this is going to be one of those sort of like The Office or Parks and Rec where you could just continue to binge it and you will never get tired of it.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I still watch Friends and I still laugh.
Oh,
like, yeah. I've never heard these jokes before. Oh my God. I was getting ready to say that. We were just talking about that the other day.
It's because I'm in your head, Ashley.
You are. It's a dangerous place. Just saying.
It's okay.
I mean, I not only do I love the show and the characters, but and I've seen, you know, some of them in other things, like Tim Rosen, who plays Mutt, is in Wynonna Earp, which is another awesome show, which we are going to do a podcast about. And I'm mad at Jana because she didn't even tell me that Mutt. So if you're a fan of Mutt, especially Mutt with facial hair, and you haven't watched Wynonna, I'm going to be the good friend. And I'm going to tell you that he's in Wynonna Earp with full facial hair and he's got a swagger. And yes, so that's
because
I had to add that in there. Just
I was the
there.
Bad friend. And we were talking about this online one day with another friend. And we were talking about how much I love Wynonna Earp. And I should have known Ashley would love it because it's based on a comic series, et cetera, et cetera. It just, it's not like Marvel, it's not Disney, somehow it just never came up in conversation. And then we're talking, and we're like, oh yeah, you should watch this, you'll totally like it. So she starts watching it and she's like, dude, you didn't tell me what was in it. And I was like, wait, what? I don't know. That conversation just never came up. She's like, wow, you're a terrible friend. I was like, I'm sorry.
Yes. So anyways, go watch that.
So we saved you all. Thank you, Ashley. She's making sure you know that if you love Mutt, make sure you tune in to Wynonna Earp. Season 4 of that is coming back this summer. So
yes.
There you go.
But okay, well, I had to get that out of the way. But my my other, I don't know, when I watch Schitt's Creek, I think my David is probably my favorite, maybe tied with Moira. And David's my favorite because he doesn't even have to say anything. His background looks are just perfect. You know, he's just in the background with these faces. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, he is me and I am him. And yes,
I totally agree. David is my favorite. If I could only make the expressions that David makes. And sometimes I see him, in interviews, and I almost get the impression that he's like that in real life a little bit, obviously not to the same extent, but he's a little bit like that in real life. And I'm just kind of like, I really want to be Dan Levy's friend.
I do too. I was going to say that. I want to be his friend. He seems so much fun.
Oh my goodness. And everybody needs a David in their life because.
Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. And the David gifts, can we just also.
Yeah, I use those pretty much daily.
And if it's not a David gift, it's an Alexis gift.
Going, ew, David. I use that one a lot.
Because I don't know how she can act so ridiculous so well.
I love her too. She's just so, I mean, honestly, the whole cast is amazing. But
it's true. They're brilliant.
Just absolutely. I just love them all. But Catherine O'Hara though, I've adored her for a long time. I mean, she's been in so much, she was in Beetlejuice. She was in Home Alone. She's Sally in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
She's a brilliant actress.
She's iconic. And her character on this show, I just, the over like enunciation of words and just the way she carries herself. And I die every time she says something because it's so ridiculous. But you know, like that is exactly how probably these like super rich people, I mean, watch any of the Housewives shows, which is what this show is actually based on. So I didn't know that going in. And when I watched the first episode, first of all, I was like, that looks like Lisa Vanderpump's old house. And it is in the outside shot of their mansion.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And I was watching the first episode and I was like, I told my husband, I said, you know, this reminds me of what would happen to these women. Cause I do, well, I'll admit it. I watch Bravo. I watch The Real Housewives. Obviously I'm like, oh, it's Lisa Vanderpump's old house. Cause I'm a stalker and I just know these things. But I was like, this is what would happen if these people lost their money. They'd lose their minds. They would not know what to do. And I was reading interviews, and sure enough, that's where he got the inspiration from. Not the Housewives, but I think he said Keeping Up with the Kardashians and shows like that. And like, what would happen if these people just lost their money one day? Like woke up and it's gone. And I'm like, oh, it's why it's brilliant. And I love it.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, and it's the extreme, right? It's not just like, oh, we lost our money. It's we lost our money and we've moved to like the worst possible podunk little town in the middle of absolutely nowhere with nothing happening where things are completely like backwards. And I grew up in a little town and this makes my little town look crazy big.
I was actually going to say that too. You're in my head again. But I also grew up in a smaller town and like, yeah, we weren't that backwoods though. Not quite.
No, we definitely didn't have a, you know, welcome to Schitt's Creek sign like that. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. No, none of that.
Don't worry. It's a
not public, you know?
Oh gosh, no, not at all. Oh my gosh, it's a show. Like we could just laugh about it all day long.
Yes, and like I said, I'm excited to see the wedding because one of my favorite moments in the series is when, you know, they're singing Simply the Best and then they eventually get engaged. Gosh. I could watch that episode, the Simply the Best episode, over and over again. I could just watch that scene
over and over again.
Yes. And I love the contrast of David and Patrick because Patrick's just so easygoing and calm. It reminds me of my husband and I because my husband's very easygoing and calm and I'm like the very animated one.
This might be why I like David.
Exactly. It's why I feel a connection to David. Although I dress probably more like Stevie because I'm not quite as fashionable as David, I don't think.
No, I'm not a David when it comes to fashion at all. I'm definitely more like Stevie.
Yes. And I like her too because she's sassy and like snarky. So, yes. You know, we love our snark. We have a lot of it here.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Oh, David. Gosh, I love him. Their character pairing is so good. Like the chemistry between them. And yeah, that moment is fantastic for sure. I'm trying to think of some other really favorite ones because honestly, that one is like one that is sticking in my mind so heavily right now. I think just because we know that wedding is coming up, and so that's like
it's very
right
fresh.
There, like just woo. I think some of the earlier ones between like Alexis and Mutt are really good too.
Yes.
And there's some really good ones with like Stevie at the front of the motel and David, like what I love when he's always like, can I borrow your car? Or like, can you drive me somewhere? And she just gives him this look like, dude, do you think I have nothing better to do than to drive you around all day? Like the shade that she throws with just a look is brilliant.
Yes.
And I love the one too where I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about it. But Alexis has broken up with Ted and Ted's dating the other vet. Rebecca, is that her name? And
the old one.
David's doing like he's trying to get the cheese deal for the store and he's with Alexis and she's their marketing manager and they go out to the farm and they show up for lunch and she gets invited they get invited for lunch and she's like, oh, meet my boyfriend. And Alexis is like, And so they have this like holy awkward lunch where Alexis and Ted are sitting there and it's like, oh my goodness. I died. That was so funny.
I'm also glad that they're back together. I mean, I liked her with Mutt. Me too. But as soon as Mutt was out of the picture, I was like, okay, she needs Ted. And Ted, you're going to laugh at me, but Ted reminds me, and he's such a cute guy. Like, he's a cute act. I'm so sorry, but he reminds me of, like, a budget Chris Evans. Like, I feel like they wanted, like, a Chris Evans look, you know? But, like, budget. I'm dead
because you say that. I was like, oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, do you see it?
So, Dustin Milligan, we're really sorry. But, no, he is. And he's cute, though. He's really cute.
But I
totally see that.
He's totally cute. I'm not saying he's not, but like I feel like when I first saw him, I was like, oh, they wanted like a Chris Evans, but like budget.
He does kind of have a Chris Evans look. And actually, if you look at his side note, if you look at his headshot on IMDb, he kind of looks like Bearded Cap.
Oh, let me go. I'm searching that now because Bearded Cap, like that could be a whole nother episode where we just fawn over Bearded Cap.
He looks a little less Chris Evans-y, but he's got the whole, like, he's got a little beard going and.
Scrolling. Oh, yeah. No, I see it. Okay.
You're welcome for that.
Yeah, thanks. I like
it. It's like sexy Ted versus cute Ted.
Sexy Ted. Aw. Yeah, he is like cute Ted. He's just like nice guy Ted.
Super nice guy.
But I do. He's just. Sorry, Ted. But like in his defense, I mean, I'm not talking like TV movie budget Chris Evans, like Hallmark Chris Evans. I'm talking like he's a step above that.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, I know what you mean though. He's
like
everybody needs a guy next door.
Yes, and he's definitely got that look. He reminds me of like Cap. He just does, which is never a bad thing. I'm putting it out there. It's never a bad thing.
And nobody should be offended when you get cast as the, you know, Chris Evans, Captain America guy next door of the TV show, movie, whatever. Like, that's a good thing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. What, like, blew my mind when I first watched it was that Twyla is Dan Levi's sister.
Seriously.
And seriously, I was like,
I had no idea.
I knew that his dad in the show, Johnny Eugene, is his real father. I had no idea Twyla was his sister. And I love, like, just watching them interact on the show, you can't even tell that they're related in real life. And I'm just like, wow, it's so cool. I love everything about the show. I don't think I have one complaint, except that it's ending after season 6.
Yes, ending is really the only complaint. I agree. I actually didn't know that was his sister. I mean, it's not like I studied IMDb or whatever, so I had no idea. But yeah, that's interesting. And no, you wouldn't get that at all from the interactions at the cafe and whatnot.
Yeah. No, I'm that weirdo that if I'm watching a show and I'm like, oh, I want to learn more, I go right on IMDb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, who's cast? What's the trivia to the show? Like, I'm just strange like that. It's fine.
You know, another favorite moment that I just thought of is the day that they have the softball game.
Oh my God, the game. Yes.
That was so hilarious. They're running around trying to get pinch hitters so that they can all win. And they're all making fun of each other being terrible. And
yeah, it's definitely not David's strong suit.
Nope. David probably should have stayed out of that game.
Oh, but that also reminds me of when they go on the hike, when Patrick goes close to him and he's like literally dying.
That was great. And then Patrick's so pissed off and he's just like, I'm done. No, let's just go. Which kind of honestly reminds me of sometimes like when I go hiking with Daryl, he'll pack a snack for me because I get hangry. He calls it my monster coming out. But I will get somewhere across between, I guess, David and Patrick in that scene where it's like, I'm just done. Like, I tap out. Like, I'm hungry. I'm cranky. And I'm just like, nope, I'm done. Like, I don't care if we hit the summit. Like, I'm just, nope, gotta go. Like, I'm finished.
Looks good from here.
Yep. And Daryl's like, dude, this is ridiculous. Like, we're almost here. Like, let's just go. And I'm like, no, I'm done. And he's like, you suck so hard. And I'm like, I'm done.
I'm totally David because I don't, if it's hot, I especially don't want to be outside. And I'll just be like, I'll complain the whole time. and don't just be like, this is miserable. Why am I here? Who thought this was a good idea? Why are we outside when there's air conditioning? Like that sort of thing.
I knew we were meant to be friends, Ashley. Okay, so we talked a little bit about like who we think we're like and, you know, some of our favorite characters. Ashley, who would be your best friend on the show and why?
I think we kind of mentioned it. I think David would be my best friend, but I also think Stevie and I would like really hit it off as well. David, obviously, because he's so he's David, you know, he's got the shade. David is great at throwing shade. And just, he has the same problem I have. Like, I can't tell my face not to say something, you know? Like, my mouth won't speak it out loud, but my face says it all. And I have a hard time masking that. And I think David does too. And so we would get along. We would just be shooting each other looks across the room like, oh my God. I was gonna say, and then Stevie, just because, like we said, like, she's snarky. I like to be snarky. And, you know, we dress kind of similar, aka comfortable, all the time. And when we put on makeup, we look extra fabulous because we never wear it.
I'm pretty much in the same boat. Like, I mean, which is another reason I think, which is why you and I get along so well. Like, I can't lie to save my life because my face says it all. Like, don't put me at a poker table because you will know if I'm winning or losing. David would definitely be the one that I would be closest to in the show, I think, just because, one, he's fun, but I forget about it. Whatever I'm thinking, you will know from a mile away because my body expression and my facial expression says it all.
It's why sometimes that we can't look at each other. If we're in the same room.
And for real. Happening. I'd be like, I'm going to need to be across the room for you and probably with a door closed.
Like, I'm like, I'll be literally in my head going, don't look at her. Don't look at her right now. Don't do it.
It's so true. And I would definitely get along with Stevie just because of the amount of shade that girl throws. And the clothing too. Like, I'm definitely a comfortable kind of girl. I mean, literally today I'm in yoga pants and a sweatshirt, and that's typically my uniform. And if it's not a sweatshirt, it's probably a flannel.
Same.
And if it's not those, it's loungewear, right? Like some kind of other, like, just, it's soft. It's always soft. Jeans? What? Not unless I'm going somewhere, people. That's just kind of how I roll. I will say that I probably would get along well with Patrick, though, also, in part because I love the way he kind of chastises Stevie and David when they're all hanging out, and I kind of like that dynamic. And so I think I would get along well with him. But yeah, that's, David would definitely be the top one.
For sure. I think I would also just like to spend the day with Moira.
Oh my goodness.
At least once. Because she throws shade too.
She does. It's just a very different way than like Stevie or,
very proper.
Uh-huh.
Proper shade throwing.
And I feel like sometimes when she throws it, most people don't even realize she's throwing it. Like, she just drops it and walks.
Yes.
Like, poor Jocelyn. Jocelyn will just be like, I think she just dumped on me, but I'm really not sure. And Moira's already walked away by then. She's still processing. And you're like, oh, she threw shade at you, girl.
Yes. Like, I love when she says stuff like, she talks about RSVPing and she's like, I'd be pleased to RSVP as pending, you know? I'm like, I'm going to use that one when I don't want to go to something. Put me down as pending.
That is a good one. Pending. I'm pending.
Yes. And, you know, like we said, season 6 is starting. I know. Season 6 is so it's 14 episodes, which is never going to be enough for me. And it's coming back Tuesday, January 7th. And for us in America, we can watch it on Pop TV. And I believe that's the Canadian Channel 2.
Mm-hmm, right? I think so.
Okay. I wasn't sure because, you know, our TV, I've originally was watching it on Netflix, and then I was watching it on Pop. So I never know like what's being broadcast other places, but
right. Yeah. To be honest, I'm not sure. I think it is Pop for us also, but
okay. But definitely if we're wrong,
our Canadian friends can clear it up for us.
They will let us know. I'm sure they will. But yeah, Tuesday, January 7th, it's back. And obviously, we know that the wedding is going to happen between Patrick and David. I mean, the promos for it show them in wedding attire in front of the Rosebud Motel, which I think is hysterical that that's where it looks like the wedding is going to take place.
Where else are they going to do it?
Exactly. That's very true. That's very true.
Hope they get the honeymoon suite there.
His dad would probably charge him for it extra.
He probably would. Uh-huh.
Oh, you want roses on your bed? Okay, well, that's like extra, son.
Yep.
I don't even know what else I want out of season 6. I just want more of like what they've given us so far. Like I just, the interactions, the funny one-liners, and I want it to wrap up in a good way. But I don't think they're going to go the route of like How I Met Your Mother or Game of Thrones or Dexter, where you're just like, what? What just happened?
Right.
I think we're going to have a nice ending, like Friends.
I hope they give us some really good closure too. Because I mean, the sort of open-ended and or crappy closure that we've been seeing a little bit of is not, no thanks. They're Canadian. They'll be nicer about it.
That is true. I have faith in them. And they've put on an excellent show so far. So I just, and I want to see what's next. I heard that Daniel Levi signed like some contracts for some new stuff. So I'm excited to see what he's got up his sleeve. And so maybe talented. They'll be like cool and do like a Christmas special like in a year or two. Just putting
that
it out there.
So much fun.
Like catching up with what they're doing and how married life is and Alexis and Ted with their, I'm sure they'll get married too again.
I would think so. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. But yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thanks for joining us on this episode of the Geek Girls Universe podcast. Have you been Schitt's Creek yet? Who's your favorite? Tweet us and let us know.
Thanks for listening. Join us next time for more geeky goodness.